President Bush's relationship with Russian leader Vladimir Putin bent but didn't break over the war in Iraq. Moscow recently announced that it would help ease Iraq's crushing debt burden. But while the two leaders are cooperating on important international issues, some Bush administration officials are raising alarm bells about Putin's actions at home. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on some of the troubles brewing in this key relationship.
The rhetoric in Washington about Russia has changed in a matter of months. In September, President Bush hosted his friend Vladimir Putin at Camp David.
I respect President Putin's vision for Russia, a country at peace within its borders, with its neighbors and with the world, a country in which democracy and freedom and rule of law thrive.
That assessment came just before the wealthy business tycoon Mikhail Khodorkovsky was jailed in a case that Bush administration officials say raised concerns about the rule of law in Russia. Administration officials also criticized the Kremlin in October for the way it handled elections in Chechnya, where several candidates were forced off the ballot, and the way Russia's parliamentary elections were held, when pro-Kremlin candidates clearly benefited from state-owned media. In the wake of these concerns, Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage is giving a new spin on U.S.-Russian relations.
The relationship with the Russian Federation is a bit troubled right now. I think anybody who wouldn't agree with that is not keeping their eye on it.
Another senior State Department official put it this way. While Russia has been called a managed democracy, the U.S. would like to see less management and more democracy. The official who asked not to be named pointed to some other troubling signs about Putin's agenda, accusing Russia of being more assertive in the former Soviet republics this year, in Moldova, Ukraine, and Georgia. Republican Senator John McCain, in a fiery speech last month, lashed out at what he called Putin's neo-imperial policy, and he told the Bush administration it's time to rethink its close ties with the Kremlin.
The dramatic deterioration of democracy in Russia calls into question the fundamental premises of our Russia policy since 1991. American leaders must adopt U.S. policy to the realities of a Russian government that may be trending towards neo-imperialism abroad and authoritarian control at home. It's time to face unpleasant facts about Russia.
A senior State Department official said the Bush administration is not ready to jump to the same conclusions as McCain, but the shift in official U.S. rhetoric is noticeable to Michael McFaul of Stanford's Hoover Institution and co-author of the book Power and Purpose, U.S. Policy Toward Russia After the Cold War. McFaul was in Moscow when the U.S. was criticizing the way the Kremlin handled the recent parliamentary elections.
It's no radical break. It's not what Senator McCain was calling for. But for them to go out of their way to criticize a Russian election for the first time, by the way, since Russia began having competitive elections, I think that sent a signal that there is folks within the Bush administration that thinks that Russia is not as democratic today as it was, say, 4 years ago.
Still, McFaul says he doesn't expect President Bush himself to rethink his relationship with Putin at a time when the White House is focused on Iraq and U.S. elections.
No president ever rethinks his policy towards a major country 11 months before an election. That would be a sign of weakness. That would be a sign that the policy has failed. But lower down in the chain in the administration, yes, I think there is a concern that the drift towards non-democratic rule is a problem, and in the long run, that could affect the strategic relationship between the United States and Russia.
One key test, he says, will be elections in early January in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. The U.S. hopes the era of Russian meddling there is over and that a new stable Georgia will emerge to become a transit country for Caspian Sea oil. The Bush administration raised concerns recently about Russia's close relationship with three separatist leaders in Georgia. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.